Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, the people that are coming through the borders of Texas or Arizona, are they flying them into Florida too, like they're doing in other states?
You know, and that's the sad reality, I think, that really caught folks' attention. And they weren't doing this by coordinating with those of us that are working with law enforcement and telling us who they're sending here and giving us a list and telling us who's been vetted, because that's the real concern, right? Everyone flooding in and we don't know their backgrounds, whether they've been vetted, whether they're going to be positive contributors to our country. And I'll just give you an example. We had folks all around our state reporting, like, by cover of night, flights were coming in and folks were being shipped into our state. We had no information on that. I had to sue this administration. Think about that. I am the top law enforcement official in the state of Florida. I had to sue our own government, the administration, to get information about what they're actually doing. And we did that after someone they flew here committed murder and killed a father of four who was not a child, as they said, but in fact was an adult and came here and did harm to a Floridian. And as a result of these suits and as a result of our determination and our unwillingness to just let this happen, we have uncovered that they understand that their policies are serving as catnip for folks incentivizing folks to come into our country. They know that. They know that if they do away with Title 42, that will have a significant, and I'm going to quote the reports that we got in litigation, their own agency, will have significant safety concerns. You know, they know that their policies are contributing to fueling hundreds of millions of dollars to drug traffickers and transnational criminal organizations, and that's further fueling violence. They know all of this.
Attorney General.
And yet they still claim they're effectively controlling the border.
Attorney General, the Border Patrol people want to do their jobs. Who is ordering them not to do their jobs?
It is President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas. I mean, you understand, President Biden has never been to the border. He refuses to go to the border to look these men and women in the eye that have signed up to do these selfless law enforcement jobs, that want to enforce the law, that want to ensure that America is safe. He's never been there to visit the border, to visit them, to encourage their efforts, or to stand by them as they are exhausted, demoralized, and frustrated. He's never been there.
And the
Secretary Mayorkas, when he did, they said, let us enforce the law. Let us do our job.
And what
is
the czar?
What is the Border Patrol jacket?
Ashley, and what about the great czar appointed by President Biden, the Vice President of the United States, who went down there once for 20 minutes, has not had a meeting of her committee
and
in 9 months.
She was like thousands of miles away, too,
right,
from the border.
I mean, and she's one who's in charge of the policy of protecting our border?
Well, it shows you again, and I think none of us want to admit this, that the President of the United States, who takes an oath, you know, to lead this country, to protect this country, would ever do anything to undermine its stability and safety, that he would ignore federal law. But look at his actions. He's never been there. Have you ever heard him really talk about the border and the fentanyl coming across and the record number of Americans it is killing? It is now the leading cause of death, 18 to 45 years of age, and we know it's coming in through the border. He does not talk about it. His own DEA, a week ago, declared the first ever National Fentanyl Awareness Day. Did Joe Biden say one thing about that day? No. He will not recognize that his policies and his leadership are not only creating the greatest immigration crisis we have seen in decades, quite possibly since our country's inception, but it has also led to numerous American deaths and children based on this extraordinarily deadly fentanyl and these synthetic opioids. He does not talk about that. It is much easier to ignore it, pretend it's not happening, shove it off on somebody else. But the American people, you know, as they are hearing more and more, if this Title 42 would have been allowed to expire as they were were fighting for, and we had to go to court to stop that. April was the highest number on record, those rushing into our country, over 200,000 people. And by their own estimate, DHS said that would increase to 18,000 people a day. That's over 500,000
people. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's an invasion of our country. There's no other way to say it. And he's got to be held accountable. Attorney General Ashley Moody, Florida, thank you for protecting your people in Florida and speaking out for our entire country. And we'll catch up with you again real soon. John Katzmatidis here. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you so much.